Well, God bless you all in the most wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. And tonight is 7:05. I'm just off to the gym. And it's been a beautiful time, holiday time, and people relaxing with family and spending time with their loved ones, traveling and relaxing at home and get-togethers. And now we begin a new year, with a new working week now coming up for many, and maybe some people still have their time off with God, which is great that you can spend that wonderful time with the Father, with your family, and or doing the things that you love, and just relaxing and rejuvenating and being set for the year, the new year, that we can look to God and continue to stay strong in Him and in the power of His might, doing the things that He's working and putting in each of our hearts. And I'm excited, and it's been busy actually. I thought it was pretty quiet at times. I felt like it was quiet, but when I look at the people that have contacted me, I've done quite a few one-on-ones and people have stayed connected, which is really, really fantastic. Sometimes you can feel like you're not doing anything, you know, but I've been pretty busy actually. God has really blessed me with wonderful labourers and leaders and wonderful people to speak with and minister to. And He's opening up wonderful doors for all of us, because God is just wonderful, isn't He? And sometimes we can be mentally tricked a little bit to think that not a lot's happening, when actually lots of things are happening. You know, God is really, He has everything arranged and organized, and when we are focused on Him, then He can walk us into the things that He would have us do, which will bless us and build our faith and keep us strong. Because God wants us to be happy, He wants us to be joyful and joyous, and being working with many people now and just seeing the growth in people has been such a blessing. You know, when I see where people were when they first connected with me 5 years ago, nearly 6 years ago now, and where they are now, it's just such a joy to behold their order with God and how God has really blessed them as they've gone to God, as they pursue God, as they received the words gladly and took them to their heart, the encouragement, the direction that's been given, as they pursued God and as they pursued us as the ministers, and as they've come on to the fellowship and given and served and encouraged others also. You know, God has really blessed everyone's lives greatly, tremendously, given us a lot of insight and wisdom and understanding and knowledge with joy, so that we can move forward with purpose and with understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing, knowing that our hearts is to really, is simply to encourage other people to go to God. Like Jesus, He reconciled men and women back to God, and that's simply what we do as believers and leaders, ministers. We're to reconcile people back to God, and so that they can live this life that Jesus Christ paid the price for, which is a life more than abundant. No, God wants us to live abundantly, successfully, healthily, prosperously, great in relationships, being the head and not the tail in every situation, being the examples. And we don't have to manufacture any of those things, because when we simply look to God and have a desire to move and live unto Him, sure, we might make some mistakes, but we keep moving forward with God. Nothing will stop us, as we determine that nothing will stop us with God, knowing that He is our strength, He is our source of strength, He is our source of wisdom, He is our source of knowledge, He's our source of supply. He sees in order to provide for us. He's a loving God. He knows exactly what He's doing. He knows where every person is within their hearts and their minds and their bodies and their lives and their relationships. And when we trust and turn all that over to God and place it in His hands and say, Father, look, you know, this is so great blessing you've given me. You have to help me maintain this. You know, you have to lead me and guide me and help me to steward all the things that you've given me, and to appreciate and to be thankful for everything. And, you know, God does help us. You know, He is our helper. And we can go to God at any time And sometimes we might feel alone. You know, that is natural to happen. And when we feel in that way, then we just turn our hearts to God. Okay, Father, I know that I am not alone. I know that you never leave me nor forsake me. I know that you hold me by the right hand. Because I've set my love upon you, Father. So then you've made my way straight. You've given me the desires of my heart. You know, and we speak the things that we truly want and desire with God. You know, our vision. We speak it. We live that. You see what you want. When you know what you want, you see it in your mind. Then you live that like you've already lived it. The vision, you've got to live that vision like you've already lived it. You know, that. For me, I'm moving God's word in so many areas all over the world. I have so many key laborers connecting to me, the most important laborers that are needed to move God's word throughout the world. The connections of mine are solid. The connections of mine are moving greatly. And the connections of mine are laborers that look only to God and that are humble and meek and moving, and they go to God for direction. They stay connected, they stay moving with God and with me and with the people that he's placed us with. And God has given me excellent fields, you know, he's given me excellent connections, and he's given me knowledge of the holy, he's given me wisdom, he's given me that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, people are drawn to me because of the Holy Spirit and the truth that lives within me. People want to know what's going to come out of my mouth. They know it's God's words, so they come to listen, they come to hear, they draw near to find out, you know, a direction for their life, because they're seeking God and they know God's speaking by my mouth. You know, these confessions are very important, and they become, and they are, and they will be, and they are already manifesting, because God is true. And God calls those things which are not as though they were. Let's start this year with great conviction in our heart, great vision and confession of that vision, and calling those things which are not as though they were. And so we live that like it's nothing new to us. When it shows up, when it manifests, it's just natural for us. It's like, yeah, of course it's going to be this way. Of course those blessings are going to be there. Of course those ready-made fields are going to be there. You know, because we've already seen it in our minds. You know, what you see in your heart and your mind, you're holding in your hand. What you believe with all your heart, you know, you will see come to pass. And so anything that's in your way, you can call it out of your way. You tell the mountain to move. You tell the problem to cease. You've got authority. Your words are light and life. So as we move into this new year, this new month, beautiful month, continue strongly. Start as you mean to go on. Start strongly, finish strongly. You know, God is energizing in you. He's working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's giving you projects, ideas, and things to do that will bless you and bless the body of Christ and bless the people around you. He's arranging things for us to do in this coming year. Some things are already in place, like a visit to South Carolina in the end of May. And we're getting together there. And then our other visits and other doors that will open, that we just pray to God that he opens those doors for us, so that we can live and move and have our being, that we can travel, be with other believers, learn and grow, and also go there to serve and to give. Remembering, guys, that, you know, we're all as Christ is. And so we're all leaders. We really can lead people and lead others. And as we stay faithful to continue in the Apostles' Doctrine, we learn to lead ourselves with God. You know, in other words, we're obeying the voice of God. We're listening to what God is saying through the words being spoken. And we follow that direction, that we decide whether we're going to do that or not. Because everyone's got a free will choice. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. And God has given everyone that free will, so that we can make great decisions and be blessed by our decisions and the things that we're doing. And that it could be inspired and led of God. the things that we're doing, so that we're happy, we're blessed, we're successful, we're moving. So just stay strong, doing what you know to do. There's nothing really majorly different that God wants you to do, apart from, you know, have a great expectation of great things and new things. You know, because God always does something new as well as old, or establishing what's already been put down. He's building upon that. Except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain. So we're not building anything from our own selves, but from God. So God's always building, encouraging, leading. So we just stay doing the things that we know that keep us strong and sure. We stay doing those five encouragements: speaking in tongues, speaking by the Spirit, honouring God with your substance, praying for labourers, staying connected. Do these things with great heart, and, you know, do it unto God. These are the words from God, inspired by God in me, and I speak them forth boldly, and I've spoken them forth many times, because I do it as many times as God wants me to speak those words forth. I speak them forth. And so God won't give us nothing new to do if we ain't doing the old things, the things that he's already previously stated for us to do. Because if we're not going to do those things, why would he then give us new instructions? Because he knows we probably won't do it. Because he knows all hearts, he knows all men. So for us, we stay faithful and thankful that we've already got a great direction to move forward. This year, you've begun great. This year is already a great year for you. And all you have to do is continue as you was. You know, God says continue to move. Continue to come to me, to continue to declare what you desire. I've put the desires in your heart, God says, so now you speak them forth. Make it your own. It's yours. Like, all things are yours. All things are freely given to you. Now go and claim what's already yours. See yourself already doing it. See yourself already living word over the world. See yourself already healing people, raising the dead, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers. See the people come to you for advice and direction. See yourself standing up and speaking amongst the hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, and thousands, and hundreds and tens. See yourself speaking one-on-ones. See yourself leading and encouraging. See yourself rejoicing and raising your hands to the Heavenly Father, because he's given you such great joy. He's given you such great direction. See yourself living this wonderful life that God has called us to live in all honesty, godly and honesty, you know, and with no guile, with no bitterness, with no agendas, but with a pure heart to simply do those simple things that God wants us to do, whether it's small or great, just do them. And God is the one that will promote you. God is the one that will bring you into a room full of his wonderful people that he's called. He'll open the doors for you in front of kings and queens, ambassadors, prime ministers. He'll bring you before those people if you stay humble, if you stay willing to do what he wants you to do, and if you're willing to speak exactly what he puts in your mouth to speak. I've done a sharing, which I put on the website, and I titled it, I Will Speak Thy Word. You know, Moses spoke thy word. He spoke God's word. And God brought before Pharaoh and all other people that decided to speak for God and to live for God were brought before kings and prime ministers, princes, to declare God's word, to give advice, to give direction, to give blessing, to give correction to nations at times. Now, again, all scripture and all words from God is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. See, God's word is profitable. God's direction is profitable. God's words are profitable. God's connections are profitable. The things that we encourage to do is all leading to benefit and being a profit to you first and foremost. God will always bless you first. He'll always lift you up. You will always be his number one love of his life, in his heart. You're the apple of God's eye. He wants you tremendously happy. He wants you tremendously blessed. He wants you tremendously enjoying this life in your walk, in your ministry with God. He wants you to really enjoy all that you're doing and to live and to move and have your being in Him and to have the joy and rejoicing of your heart, to have great fellowship with God. You know, and it doesn't matter what other people think or say. You don't look at what anybody else has to think or say to you. And if they're speaking God's words, you listen, you pay attention because it's God's words. But other than that, you do what God puts in your heart. And if you're doing what God's showing you, no man can forbid you. And God will always cause you to come up smelling of roses. Here make you the head and not the tail. Here put you above and not beneath. So keep a heart of humility. Keep a ready mind to do. So be humble and meek. That's basically what that means. The heart of humility is being humble before your God and those that come before you, delivering the message of God to you and other believers that speak the words to you, and have a ready mind to do. You know, be a doer of the word and not hearers only. No, you resolve. Have resolve in you. Resolve to do the right things, you know, with God. No, you are righteous, so you can do the right things. So let's do the right things with God. Let's do those life basic things. Make them the strong points of your life. And there's other things that you can do, many other things. It's not just those things that I've said. There's many other things. These are just the basic things. You know, God wants you to do these basic things, which will bring great blessing and benefit to you. And so, and to me, and I know it does, and it works. It makes you strong. It makes you blessed. And it opens doors for you. You know, God will open doors for you that no man can shut, and He can shut doors that no man can open. And God is with you, and God is for you. So have a really, really wonderful rest of your day or your evening on this January the 4th. As you meditate on moving forward with God into this wonderful new year, 2026, not 2016. I'm 10 years behind there, aren't I? See, none of us are perfect. But yeah, 2026 is the year. And that we're going to see even better things, greater things, things be established, things made strong, things being restored, and people being blessed. People being delivered, people coming from darkness to light, people coming to a knowledge of the truth. Great outreach throughout the whole world, not just in certain countries, but everywhere, all over the world. Like great new open doors, new fields all over the world, rapidly, rapidly. You know, for the word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. And so that's my declaration, that's my desire. My desire is also to encourage people just to continue simply with God, to really go to God, really practice doing the simple things that I've been doing, and I've also encouraged other people, and it's helped them, and I know it'll help you. So we just keep that momentum moving with God, and I thank God for my leader also and the encouragement I get there. And I just, you know, encourage you just to be happy with what you're doing and don't worry about anything. God says, you know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. You know, you give everything to God, every desire, every burden, every prayer you pray to God, you expect an answer. You expect God to do the work for you. Because God knows there's certain things that we can't do. There's only things that He can do. The things that we can do is speak in tongues, and we can pray, right? For specific things to happen. You know, pray for your areas. Pray for your families, pray for open doors, pray for the people that need to come back to God, need to be reconciled again, need to make a connection back with God. Maybe it's a believer that hasn't walked for a while. You know, we can pray. Your prayers move the whole of heaven and the earth. You know, so, you know, pray with faith and pray speaking in tongues much as well. It's perfect intercession, and God is at work and He's with us, and He sent His angels before you this year to prepare your way as you stay with Him. The path is clear to go and produce and be productive and be very fruitful. So just remember to keep humble and meek and to keep moving forward, and do not doubt anything that you're doing. Full faith, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. So I want to wish you again another happy prosperous, successful, healthy new year 2026. And God bless you.